www.civilliberties.org. And Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Cloudy and cooler today with temperatures falling into the lower 30s this afternoon. We're already at our high for the day at 60 degrees in Lawrence. This is Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting KU Jazz Ensemble 1 with guest Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Thursday, April 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. That's coming up at 7:40 this morning on Weekend Edition Sunday. Hope you'll join us Friday night for KPR's next virtual Cinema A Go-Go. It's a free online screening of the classic The Mummy's Hand, plus The Hand of Death. It's, hands down, one of our best double features since the last one. Admission's free, but you do need to register to get your ticket. It's available at kansaspublicradio.org, and we'll see you virtually Friday night.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
It is kind of a wacky day in terms of the weather. We are probably at our high already for the day at 60 degrees. Temperatures will fall throughout the day into the lower 30s this afternoon. We've got a slight chance of rain this morning, then a 50% chance of snow and rain this afternoon, although no snow accumulation is expected. Very windy today with winds 25 to 40 miles per hour, gusts up to 55 miles per hour. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And
join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Natural History Museum, hosting the 5th Annual Celebration of Women in Science, featuring hands-on experiments with scientists, Saturday, March 28th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Virtual Cinema A Go-Go is back Friday night with more cinematic treasures. This time it's The Mummy's Hand, the film debut of Karis the Mummy, who is bent on strangling the entire cast. Also from 1962, there's The Hand of Death. Get your free ticket now at kansaspublicradio.org and join us Friday night at 7 p.m. online. KPR's Virtual Cinema A Go-Go is made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
If you'd like to get outside today, do it now while it's still in the 60s and 50s. Temperatures will drop this afternoon. It's 60 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR just a minute and a half away. We'll have news from the KPR newsroom right after that. The time is 8 o'clock.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
We've got temperatures in the high 50s, low 60s. They'll drop throughout the day, falling into the lower 30s this afternoon. It's 60 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Post office to ask for one. If you've already registered to vote, you may want to check your status before your state's deadline. Eligible voters can sometimes fall off of lists, especially if they move, change their name, or haven't voted in a while. Anzi Luong, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A major cold front is moving across Kansas and the Midwest today, bringing with it much cooler temperatures, strong winds, and a chance of rain and snow. Temperatures will fall throughout the day, from current temperatures in the upper 50s and low 60s, dropping into the lower 30s this afternoon. The National Weather Service has issued a high wind warning for almost the entire state of Kansas, with winds from the west 25 to 35 miles per hour, shifting to the northwest 35 to 40 miles per hour, with gusts up to 60 miles per hour. That high wind warning is in effect until 11 o'clock tonight for northeast Kansas, 9 o'clock tonight for north central and central Kansas. A wind advisory is in effect for far east Kansas counties, including Atchison, Doniphan, and Leavenworth counties. Much colder temperatures are forecast for tonight, with lows in the teens and wind chill values as low as 5 below zero. Cold temperatures are expected tomorrow, with highs in the 30s. The National Weather Service also warns of an elevated fire danger today and Monday. Even though relative humidity levels remain above 40% today, strong winds make it fires difficult to control. The long-range forecast calls for unseasonably warm temperatures later in the week, with highs in the 70s Wednesday and Thursday, 80s on Friday and next Saturday.
Support for NPR comes from Strawberry.me, whose career coaches offer professional support to help people get unstuck, gain clarity, and move forward, whether advancing in a current role or choosing a new direction altogether. More at strawberry.me/public.
Cloudy skies and cooler temperatures in store for later today. We've got a 50% chance of rain, possibly snow, but little or no snow accumulation expected. Very windy, with gusts up to 55 miles per hour. Again, temperatures will fall into the lower 30s this afternoon, but right now we are at 60 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. We've got lots more Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. And then I hope you'll join me later today for Prairie Journal. Today on Prairie Journal, it's one of the most quoted phrases from President Eisenhower's farewell address. But do we get it wrong?
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Today on Prairie Journal, President Eisenhower's farewell address harkens back to the ideals of the American Revolution.
I think what Eisenhower would like to do in that speech to some extent is to remind the public that we have a responsibility to make democracy work, not just because it's good for us, but because we're the example to the world. And if we can't make democracy work, then nobody can.
It's episode one of Per Aspera, a new series exploring America 250 as it relates to Kansas and Kansas history. That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock this morning on KPER 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPER 2.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
Cloudy skies this morning, temperatures dropping drastically as the day goes on, with temperatures falling into the lower 30s this afternoon. Quite windy with a high wind warning in effect. We're currently at 59 degrees in Lawrence, 60 degrees in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
President Trump is pushing Congress to pass a bill requiring proof of citizenship to register to vote. What power does a president have over elections?
There are no statutes that say during an emergency the president can take over elections. Congress has never, in its wisdom, given that power to the president.
Learn more on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for a Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock. On Kansas Public Radio, your host tomorrow morning, A. Martinez, Michelle Martin, and Matthew Algio. Morning Edition, 5 to 9 on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting Mixmaster Music Conference, offering panel discussions, production workshops, and more Sunday, March 29th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Lawrence Public Library. Information at Mixmaster2026.com.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, have you noticed more armadillos in Kansas? We'll have a story about armadillos on the move, how they're migrating across the country. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. We've got a very strange weather forecast for today. We've got temperatures in the 50s and 60s at present. They're starting to drop across the KPR listening area. They'll fall into the lower 30s this afternoon with a chance of rain, possibly some snow, very windy conditions today. Just in the last couple minutes, temperatures have dropped a couple degrees in Emporia down to 55 degrees, 56 degrees in Topeka.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, providing a safe, child-focused environment for forensic interviews and coordinated services during abuse investigations. Details at casalvks.org.
Support for NPR.
Well, join me this weekend on 105 Live for the next LG Desk Concert Series with Topeka's Andy McKee. World-renowned fingerstyle guitarist and native Topekan Andy McKee is our guest with his LG Desk Concert on 105 Live this Saturday, 5 p.m. and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
Coming up in just 3 hours here on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
We'll have a whole lot more about the weather. Right now, I'll just say it's cloudy and pretty warm out there. Temperatures will fall throughout the day. It's 60 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 9 o'clock.
By reportedly withdrawing Marines from Japan and missile defense batteries from South Korea to send to the Middle East, although neither has been officially confirmed by the U.S. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A major cold front is moving across Kansas and the Midwest today, bringing with it much cooler temperatures, strong winds, and a chance of rain and snow. Temperatures will fall throughout the day today, from current temperatures in the upper 50s and lower 60s, dropping into the lower 30s this afternoon. The National Weather Service has issued a high wind warning for almost the entire state of Kansas, with winds from the west 25 to 35 miles per hour, shifting to the northwest up to 40 miles per hour with gusts up to 60 miles per hour. That high wind warning is in effect until 11 o'clock tonight for northeast Kansas, 9 o'clock tonight for north central and central Kansas. A wind advisory is in effect for east Kansas counties, including Atchison, Doniphan, Douglas, and Leavenworth counties. In addition, the National Weather Service has just issued a winter weather advisory in effect until 8 o'clock this evening for Brown, Douglas, Jackson, Jefferson, and Nemaha counties, where 1 to 2 inches of snow may be possible. Much colder temperatures are forecast for tonight, with lows in the teens and wind chill values as low as 5 below zero. Cold temperatures are expected tomorrow with highs in the 30s. The National Weather Service also warns of an elevated fire danger today and Monday. The long-range forecast calls for unseasonably warm temperatures later in the week, with highs in the 70s Wednesday and Thursdays, 80s on Friday and next Saturday. A former Tonganoxie man was found dead shortly before he was set to be sentenced for child sex crimes. The Kansas City Star reports that 44-year-old David Espinoza had been convicted of over a dozen sex crimes and was scheduled to appear in court Friday. He was not being held in custody at the time of his death, and the cause of death was not revealed. A big upset in women's basketball. The Washburn Ichabods ended their season last night as Minnesota Duluth beat them 64-62 in the NCAA Central Regional. The Ichabods ended the season 31-2, winning the MIAA regular season and tournament championships. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Atchison. Let's try that again, 89.7 Emporia. It's 89.9 in Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting Mixmaster Music Conference, offering panel discussions, production workshops, and more Sunday, March 29th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Lawrence Public Library. Information at Mixmaster2026.com.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. We've got lots more Weekend Edition Sunday coming up, including the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Schwartz. Also, helium, first discovered here in Kansas back in 1903. It's one of the most abundant elements in the universe. So why are people in the natural gas business worried about the war in Iran and how it might affect the supply of helium? That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering Iyengar Yoga that utilizes props as aids for students of all ages and abilities. In downtown Lawrence, picture schedules and registration available at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
No matter how you get the news of the day, in your car, at the office, at home, on the go. Your support ensures KPR will always be your place for news about the things that really matter to you, whether they happen right down the street or around the world. KPR never lets up in our commitment to serve our listeners because you matter. Make a difference. Donate now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks. Temperatures are starting to fall across the KPR listening area. Again, we're looking for temperatures in the lower 30s this afternoon. It's 62 in Chanute, 55 in Emporia.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from
Fab Five Freddy didn't stop with graffiti. His new memoir explains how he'd go on to become one of hip-hop culture's pioneers. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence presenting The Cottage, a romantic farce with mistaken identities, secrets, and nonstop hilarity. Playing March 13th through the 15th and 19th through the 22nd. Information at theodorelawrence.com.
Coming up, some horror movies. Aisha's a favorite of the genre. We'll hear about the new horror movie Undertone, about the filmmaking that goes into modern horror. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. If you like your horror more old-fashioned, join us Friday night for Virtual Cinema A-Go-Go. It's The Mummy's Hand and The Hand of Death. Get your tickets now at kansaspublicradio.org and join us Friday night at 7 o'clock. KPR's Virtual Cinema Go-Go is made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Temperatures are starting to drop across the KPR listening area. A winter weather advisory will go in effect at 11 o'clock this morning and run until 8 o'clock tonight for Brown, Douglas, Jackson, Jefferson, Nemaha County. A winter weather advisory will take effect at 1 o'clock this afternoon for Johnson, Leavenworth, and Wyandotte counties. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Charles.
Secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. From Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting Mixmaster Music Conference, offering panel discussions, production workshops, and more, Sunday, March 29th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Lawrence Public Library. Information at Mixmaster2026.com.
Temperatures have started falling throughout the KPR listening area. In the past couple hours, they've fallen between 8 and 16 degrees. In the cities I'm tracking, those temperatures will continue to fall into the lower 30s this afternoon. We've got a 50% chance of snow and rain, little accumulation, but we may get up to 1 to 2 inches. Very windy conditions. We are under a high wind warning for most of the state until 11 p.m. In addition, the National Weather Service is issuing a winter weather advisory in effect till 8 o'clock for some portions of the KPR listening area, 1 o'clock for others. Be careful out there.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. From LAist and APM, American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm Jen Largess. The McMansion is over. reflecting back to the Bush-era dream palace that we first met on MTV Cribs and The Sopranos. But is what's replacing it worse?
The landscape of suburban house design now is very bland. It's very white, and it's very boring.
Bullseye host Jesse Thorne's urban mansion is the dream house he's always wanted.
Most people who want to buy a beautiful Queen Anne that's been thoughtfully restored do not want to live next to a tire shop.
How to turn your living room into a real movie theater. No renovation required. All of this, plus we're answering your home improvement questions at 877-864-7460. Coming up next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. The historic shock to the world's oil supply is reverberating.